Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 29, Part 7, Verses 46 through 51. Narada Muni's Purport, Part 3. Narada continued speaking to King Prachinabarhishat. A desire to maintain body, wife, and children is also observed in animal society. The animals have full intelligence to manage such affairs. So if a human being is simply advanced in this respect, then what is the difference between one and an animal? One should be very careful to understand that this human life is attained after many, many births in the evolutionary process. A learned man who gives up the bodily conception of life, both gross and subtle, will, by the enlightenment of spiritual knowledge, will also become a prominent individual spirit soul, as is the Supreme Lord. When a person is fully engaged in devotional service, he or she is favored by the Lord, who bestows his causeless mercy. And at such a time, the awakened devotee gives up all material activities and ritualistic performances mentioned in the Vedas. My dear King Barhishman, you should never, out of ignorance, take to the Vedic rituals or to fruitive activity, which may be pleasing to hear about or which may appear to be the goal of self-interest. You should never take these to be the ultimate goal of life. Those who are less intelligent accept the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies as all in all. They do not know that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand one's own original home, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself lives. Not being interested in their real home, they are illusioned and search after other homes. My dear King, the entire world is covered with the sharp points of kusha grass, and on the strength of this, you have become proud because you have killed various types of animals and sacrifices. Because of your foolishness, you do not know that devotional service is the only way that one can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But you cannot understand this fact, for your only activities should be those that can please the Personality of Godhead. And one's education should be such that one can become elevated to Krishna consciousness. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, is the Supersoul and the guide of all living entities who have accepted material bodies within this world. Krishna is the Supreme Controller of all material activities in material nature. Krishna is also our best friend, and everyone should take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, for in doing so, one's life will be auspicious. One who is engaged in devotional service has not the least fear in material existence, and this is because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supersoul and dearmost friend of everyone. Thus, one who knows this secret is actually educated, and one thus educated can become the spiritual master of the world. One who is an actually bona fide spiritual master, representative of Krishna, is not different from Krishna. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jai Rama Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Shakti Nandana Gaura Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Satchinandana Gaura Hari Jaya Satchinandana Gaura Hari Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. It is said that man is a rational animal, but from this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we can also understand that rationality exists even in animal life. For unless there is rationality, how can the animal maintain its body by working so hard? That the animals are not rational is simply untrue. Their rationality, however, is not very advanced. In any case, we cannot deny them rationality. So the point is that one should use one's reason to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for that is the perfection of human life. Previously, Narada instructed the king that those who are in knowledge have been described as unable to appreciate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, herein, Narada indicates that those who are followers of the Vedic rituals, as well as those who are followers of fruitive activities, are unable to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Both Karmis and Gyanis are described as unfit to understand Krishna as well. As described by Srila Rupa Goswami, Anya Vilashita Shunyang Jnana Karmadi Anavritam. Only when one is completely free from mental speculation and fruitive activity can one engage in pure devotional service without being polluted by material desires. Herein there is a significant word, Atma Bhavata, which indicates that Krishna is awakened in one's mind if one constantly thinks of Krishna. A pure devotee is always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord, Sabai Manak Krishna Padaravindayo. The pure devotee cannot remain a moment without being absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this constant thinking of the Lord is described by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita as Satata Yuktanam, always engaging in the Lord's service. bhajatam priti purvakam. This is devotional service in love and affection. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead dictates to the pure devotee from within, the devotee is saved from all material activities. Even the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies are considered material activities because by such activities one is simply elevated to other planetary systems within this material universe, which are the residential abodes of the demigods. Lord Krishna says in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Yanti deva vrata devan, patrin yanti pitri vrataha, bhutani yanti bhutejya, yanti mad yajanaha api mam. Those who worship demigods will take birth among demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship the ancestors go to the ancestors. And those who worship Krishna will live with Krishna. The word Atma Bhavata also indicates that a devotee is always engaged in preaching in order to deliver the conditioned souls. It is said of the 6 Goswamis,
Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipanao Sad Dharma Shangstapakao Lokanang Hita Karinao.
The pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always thinking of how fallen conditioned souls can be delivered. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, influenced by the merciful devotee's attempt to deliver the fallen souls, enlightens the people in general from within by his causeless mercy. If a devotee is blessed by another devotee, then he or she becomes free from karmakanda and jnanakanda activities. As confirmed in Brahma Sanhita, Vedeshu Durlabham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be realized through karmakanda and jnanakanda. Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau. The Lord is realized only by a sincere devotee. This material world, the cosmic manifestation, is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the living entities have come here to enjoy themselves. The Vedic instructions guide them according to different regulative principles, and intelligent people take advantage of these instructions. Thus, they enjoy material life without being disturbed. But this is actually illusion, and to get out of this illusion by one's own endeavor is very difficult. The general populace is engaged in material activities, and when people are a little advanced, they become attracted by the ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas. However, when one is frustrated in the performance of these ritualistic ceremonies, he or she again comes to material activities. In this way, both the followers of Vedic rituals and the followers of material activities are entangled in conditional life. However, these people can get the seed of devotional service only by the goodwill of Guru and Krishna. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Mahaprabhu himself when he says, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. When one is engaged in devotional service, he or she is no longer attracted
to material activities. When a man is covered by different designations, he cannot engage in devotional service. Sarvopadi Vinir Muktam. One has to become freed from such designative activities and become pure in order to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead through purified senses. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanang Bhaktir Uchate. The service of the Lord through purified senses is called Bhakti Yoga or devotional service. The sincere devotee is always helped by the Supersoul, Krishna, who resides within the heart of every living entity. As Lord Krishna confirms in chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita, Teshang satata yuktanang bhajatang priti purvakam vidami buddhi yogam tang yenamam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship Krishna with love, Krishna gives the understanding by which they can come to Krishna. This is the stage of becoming free from the contamination of the material world. At such a time, the devotee makes friends with another devotee, and one's engagement in material activities ceases completely. At that time, one attains the favor of the Lord and loses his or her faith in material civilization, which begins with Varna Ashrama Dharma. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks clearly of one's becoming liberated from the Varna Ashrama Dharma, the most exalted system of human civilization. At such a time, one feels oneself to be perpetually the servant of Lord Krishna, a position taken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Nahang vipro na cha narapatir napi vaishyo na shudro. Nahang varni na cha grihapatir no vanastho yatirva. Kintu prodyan nikila paramananda purnamritabdher. Gopi vartu padakamalayor dasa dasanu dasa. I am not a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, or shudra. I am not a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, or sannyasi. So, what am I? I am the eternal servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna. And through the disciplic succession, one can attain this conclusion, which is perfect elevation to the transcendental platform. Krishna says in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, Yam imang pushpatang vacham pravadanti avipaschitaha vedavada rata partha nanyad astiti vadanaha kamatmanaha svargapara janma karma phala pradam kriya vishesha bahulam bogaishvarya gating prati. Men of small knowledge are very much attached to the flowery words of the Vedas, which recommend various fruitive activities for elevation to heavenly planets, resultant good birth, power, and so forth. Being desirous of sense gratification and opulent life, they say that there is nothing more than this. Generally, people are very much attracted to fruitive activities sanctioned in the Vedic rituals. One may be very much attracted to becoming elevated to heavenly planets by performing such great sacrifices like those of King Varhishman. Sri Narada Muni wanted to stop King Barhishman from engaging in such fruitive activities. Therefore, Narada is now directly telling the king, do not be interested in such temporary benefits. In modern civilization, people are very much interested in exploiting the resources of material nature through the methods of science. Indeed, this is considered advancement. However, this is not actually advancement, but is simply pleasing to hear. Although we are advancing according to such concocted methods, we are forgetting our real purpose. Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore says, Jadavidya yata mayar vaibhava tomara bhajane badha. Materialistic studies are the glare of maya only, for they are an obstacle to spiritual progress. The temporary comforts of life experienced, either on this planet or on other planets, are all to be taken as illusory because they do not touch the real purpose of life. The real purpose of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. Ignorant of the real purpose of life, people take to either gross materialistic activities or ritualistic activities. King Barhishman is herein requested not to be attached to such activities. In the Vedas, it is stated that the performance of sacrifice is the actual purpose of life. A section of the Indian population, known as the Arya Samajists, lay too much stress on the sacrificial portion of the Vedas. Narada Muni indicates, however, that such sacrifices are to be taken as illusory. Actually, the aim of human life should be God realization or Krishna consciousness. The Vedic performances are, of course, very glittering and pleasing to hear about, but they do not serve the real purpose of life. Generally, people are not aware of their real interest in life, which is to return home, back to Godhead. People do not know about their real home in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there are many Vaikuntha planets, and the topmost planet is Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan. Despite the so-called advancement of civilization, there is no information of the Vaikuntha Lokas or spiritual planets. At the present moment, so-called advanced civilized men are trying to go to other planets, but they do not know that even if they go to the highest planetary system, Brahmaloka, they still have to come back again to this planet Earth. And this is confirmed by Krishna in chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita. A Brahma Bhuvanal Lokah Punar Avartinarjuna Mam upetya tu kaunteya punarjanma na vidyate. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to Krishna's abode never takes birth again. If one goes to the highest planetary system within this universe, still he or she has to return after the effects of pious activities are finished. Space vehicles may go very high in the sky, but as soon as their fuel is finished, they have to return to this earthly planet. All these activities are performed in illusion. So the real attempt should now be to return home back to Godhead. And this process is mentioned by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Yanti madhyajanaha api mam. Those who engage in devotional service return home back to Godhead. Human life is very valuable, and one should not waste it in vain exploration of other planets. One should be intelligent enough to return to Godhead. One should be interested in information about the spiritual Vaikuntha planets, and in particular, the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan. And one should learn the art of going there by the simple method of devotional service, beginning with Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno, hearing and chanting about Lord Krishna. This is also confirmed in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by Shukadeva Goswami. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan, asti hi eko mahan guna, kirtanad eva krishnasya, mukta sanga parang vrajet. One can go to the supreme planet, parang vrajet, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is especially meant for the people of this age, Kaler Dosha Nidhe. It is the special advantage of this age that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become purified of all material contamination and return home back to Godhead. And there is no doubt about this. So herein the great sage Narada Muni directly insults the king because Prachina Barhishat engaged in performing sacrifices that entail the killing of a great number of animals. The king was thinking that he was great for having performed so many sacrifices, but the great sage Narada directly chastised him, informing him that his animal killing only leads to his being puffed up with false prestige. Actually, anything that is done which does not lead to Krishna consciousness is to be considered a sinful activity, and any education that does not lead one to understand Krishna is false education. If Krishna consciousness is missing, one is simply engaged in false activities and false educational pursuits. In chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hrid deshe arjuna tishtati. O my dear Arjuna, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. The living entity is within the body, and the Supersoul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is also there. He is called Antaryami or Chaitya Guru. As Lord Krishna again states in chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita, that he is controlling everything. Sarvasya chahang hridi sannivishto matak smritir gyanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Everything is being directed by the Supersoul within the body. Therefore, the better part of valor is to take Krishna's direction and be happy. To take Krishna's directions, one needs to be a devotee. And this is confirmed by Krishna in chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita. Teshang satata yuktanang bhajatang priti purvakam
tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te.
To those who are constantly devoted and worship Krishna with love, Krishna gives the understanding by which they can come to Krishna. Although the super soul is in everyone's heart, Krishna only talks to the pure devotees who constantly engage in Krishna's service. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is said, "The perfect result of an education is the fixing of one's mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Conquering the world by means of material education is not desirable. If one engages in devotional service, his or her education is perfected. The purpose of education is to understand Krishna and his devotional service. If one does not do so, then one's education is false. Being cultured, educated, very active and religious simply means developing one's natural love for Krishna. It is the basic teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that everyone has dormant love for Krishna, and by culture and education, that has to be awakened. And that is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement." Once, Lord Chaitanya asked Sri Ramananda Roy what the best part of education was, and Ramananda Roy replied that the best part of education is advancement in Krishna consciousness. The great Acharya Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, "Sakshadharitvena samasta shastrair uktastatha bhavyata eva sadbihi." The spiritual master is described in every scripture as the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The spiritual master is accepted as being identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead because the spiritual master is Kintu Praborya Priya Eva Tasya, the most confidential servant of the Lord. The purport is that both the Supersoul and the individual soul are very dear to everyone. Everyone loves oneself, and when one becomes more advanced, one loves the super soul also. A person who is self-realized does not recommend the worship of anyone but the super soul. He or she knows that to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead is easier than worshipping various demigods under the influence of lust and the desire for material enjoyment. The devotee is therefore always engaged in loving devotional service of the Lord. Such a person is a true guru. In the Padma Purana it is said, "Shat karma nipano vipro mantra tantra visharadaha avaishnavo gurur nasyad vaishnava svapacho guru." Even if a brahmana is very learned in Vedic scriptures and knows the six occupational duties of a brahmana, one still cannot become a guru or spiritual master unless one is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, even if one is born in a family of dog eaters, but is found to be a pure devotee of the Lord, one can become a spiritual master. And so the conclusion is that one cannot become a spiritual master unless one is a pure devotee of the Lord. One who is a spiritual master, in accordance with the above descriptions of devotional service, is to be understood as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally present. According to the words mentioned herein, Gurur Hari, consulting a bona fide spiritual master means consulting the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally. One should therefore take shelter of such a bona fide spiritual master. Success in life simply means accepting a spiritual master who knows Krishna as the only supreme beloved personality. One should worship such a confidential devotee of the Lord. Recorded December 22, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Namaste Narasinghaya. Prahlad Aklad Dayane. Hiranya Kashi Puravaksha. Shilatankan Kalaye. Ito Narsingha Parato Narsingho. Yato Yato Yamitato Narsingha. Bahir Narsingha Hridaye Narsingho. Narsingham Adin Charanam Prapadye. Kalvakara Kamala Varei Nakam Adbhuta Sringam. Dalita Hiranya Kashipu Tanu Bringam. Keshava Dritta Narahadi Rupa Jai Jagadisha Harei. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Keshava Dritta Narasimha Rupa. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha, Jaya Jagadisha, Jaya Jagadisha, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.